Then the sons of Israel journeyed on and camped in the plains of Moab, beyond the Jordan opposite Jericho. Now Balak the son of Zippor saw all that Israel had done to the Amorites. So Moab was in great fear because of the people, for they were numerous. And Moab was in dread of the sons of Israel.
Do anything either
stay here tonight. I'll find out what else the world will say to me. God came to Balaam at night and said to him, if the men have come to call you, rise and go with them. But you shall do only the thing that I tell you. So Balaam arose in the morning, saddled his donkey, and went with the leaders of Moab. But God was angry that he was going, and the angel of the Lord took his stand in the road as an adversary against him. Now he was riding on his donkey, and his two servants were with him. When the donkey saw the angel of the Lord standing in the road with his sword drawn in his hand, the donkey turned off from the road and went into the field. And Balaam struck the donkey to guide her back home to the road. Then the angel of the Lord stood in a narrow path of the vineyards, with a stone wall on this side and on that side. When the donkey saw the angel of the Lord, she pressed herself against the wall and pressed the lamb's foot against the wall, so he struck her again. Then the angel of the Lord went farther and stood in a narrow place where there was no way to turn to the right or to the left. Balaam was angry and struck the donkey with his staff.
Then the Lord opened the mouth of the donkey, and she said to Balaam, what have I done to you that you have struck me these three times? And Balaam said to the donkey, it is because you have made a mockery of me. If only there had been a sword in my hand, for I would have killed you by now. But the donkey said to Balaam, am I not your donkey, at which you have ridden all your life to this day? Have I ever been in the habit of doing such a thing to you? And he said no. Then the Lord opened Balaam's eyes, and he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way with his sword drawn in his hand. And he bowed all the way to the ground. Then the angel of the Lord said to him, why have you struck your donkey these three times? Behold, I have come out as an adversary, because your way was reckless and contrary to me. But the donkey saw me and turned away from me. If she had not turned away from me, I certainly would have killed you just now and let her live. So Balaam said to the angel of the Lord, I have sinned, for I did not know that you were standing in the way against me. Now then, if it is displeasing to you, I will turn back.
Said to Balaam,
go with the men, but you shall speak only the word that I tell you. So Balaam went along with the representatives of Balak. When Balak heard that Balaam was coming, he went out to meet him at the city of Moab, which is on the Arnon border at the extreme end of the border.
Balaam said to Balak, "Behold, I have come to you now. Am I really able to speak anything? The word that God puts in my mouth, that only shall I speak." And Balaam went with Balak, and they came to Kiriath Huzzah. Balak sacrificed oxen and sheep and sent some to Balaam and the leaders who were with him. Then it came about in the morning that Balak took Balaam and brought him up to the high places of Baal, and he saw from there a portion of the people.